I scanned it with my phone using my new Bitcoin that was in this wallet that I set up, and I paid her and walked off with the hats.
On the home screen, you choose the cryptocurrency you want to buy. You'll have your Bitcoin in your wallet in no more than 2 hours.
We're opening Bitcoin District in the city of Prospera. See, how is it to live in a Bitcoin District on tropical island?
People are in complete panic mode. The mechanics of the fiat system is over. It's all falling apart. We're witnessing the end.
As AI moves on, more and more people are becoming digitally mobile. They can move wherever they want. And as governments become more and more desperate and are taxing their citizens more and more heavily.
The thing that I really love about this community, the people that are involved, it's not like they're trying to sell you anything. It's not forced on anybody. To be orange-pilled, you really need to do the work.
Give up on the one, the only, Michael Jeremy Saylor.
Michael Saylor said something really interesting in his speech. He said, those people who believe in Bitcoin, buy it. Those people who don't, talk about it. What's up, guys? Welcome to this special episode of The Sat Signal. Now, this one is a bit different. We are not interviewing somebody. I'm taking you inside of Bitcoin Prague. Now, a little bit of a user guide for this one. I do a whole range of different things. I interview people that I saw at the show. I show you some of the exhibitors and a whole range of different things. So for that reason, you may want to look at the guide below if you're watching on YouTube, and you can see the channel markers or the timestamps so you can see where I do certain things. So at one point I talked to the famous chef from Australia, Chef Pete Evans. I talked to a guy who is running a private company that has set up a special economic tax zone in Honduras. I talked to an ATM provider. I talked to a company that does Bitcoin security called the Bitcoin Way. So have a look below at what takes your fancy if you don't want to watch the whole thing. If you do want to watch the whole thing, it's a fun journey inside of the beautiful city of Prague. I take you on the train with me. I show you inside the convention halls, and you will even see me with the one and only Michael Saylor. With that said, I hope you enjoy this one, guys. As always, if you do like this content, make sure you drop us a subscribe. So hit the subscribe button, leave me a comment. I always try to answer the comments. So with that said, let's jump in and enjoy. Good morning, guys. Welcome to Prague. I am about to head over to the Prague Convention Center for Bitcoin Prague 2025. This promises to be an amazing event. This is one of the biggest conferences in the world. I think the biggest one in Europe. As you guys know, I was unfortunately unable to get into the US for Las Vegas this year. So I'm super excited to be here. We've got Jack Mallers speaking. We've got Larry Lepard. We've got Michael Saylor. We've got a lot of the Bitcoin treasury companies. It's going to be a huge event. I'm going to take you guys along for a ride on this video. So let's go. I'm here on the train, heading out to the very last stop on the line. Apparently the convention center is right there when I get out. So pretty cool, 35 minutes from the city, and really enjoying it. Guys, so I just had a really, really fun and interesting experience here at the show. One of the things that people always say to me is, what can you use Bitcoin for? How can you buy things? And I went to this stand behind me because I wanted to buy two of these hats. And I said, all right, can I pay? And they're like, sure, with Bitcoin. And I'm like, I don't have Bitcoin available in a wallet that I can just spend it. It's in cold storage. So the way I store it, it takes days to actually move it out of my wallet. So I said, that's no problem. Go to the guys next door here and they will get you set up with a Bitcoin wallet that you can use right now, and we can convert your Prague money, your crown, into a Bitcoin wallet for you. You can come back and buy the hat. So I went over there and I saw these guys, and they have this really, really cool device that I'll swing around and show you. Basically, what you do is you feed your fiat money straight into here, right? And it says here, Fiat Hell. And I'm going to convert some Czech crowns, which ended up in the side there, you can see. And as soon as I do that, it gives me a QR code. On that screen, it gives me a QR code. So I downloaded the Bitcoin wallet in 2 seconds. I scanned the QR code that came up on that screen. And then I went over to the store here with the lady. She opened her Bitcoin wallet. A QR code came up. I scanned it with my phone using my new Bitcoin that was in this wallet that I set up. And I paid her and walked off with a hat. It took about 2 minutes. But now that I've got that Bitcoin wallet, what we call a hot wallet, on my phone, I've got a little bit of money because these guys burned the fiat currency, turned it into Bitcoin. I can buy coffee here at the event. I can buy all sorts of little bits and pieces, but it was a really, really fun experience showing how to convert real folding cash into Bitcoin and then be able to buy things like this hat. So in a world where most investors are getting like 4 or 5% term deposit, imagine if you could double that and get like 10% return on your money, 100% secured with a liquid collateral that at any point, if the borrower does not pay on time, your 10%, you get Bitcoin that you can either keep or you can sell for the full value of your loan, including the full value of your interest, like that. Well, that's what these guys behind us actually do. These guys are a Bitcoin lending platform where if you want to lend money to somebody, you can go along and say, look, I've got 100 grand, I want 10% return, and I'm willing to lend it for 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. On the other side, somebody with Bitcoin can come along and says, I want to borrow that 100 grand. Here is $200,000 worth of Bitcoin as security, and I'm prepared to pay the interest rate. And so on one side, you have a marketplace of people who are looking to get a return on their cash, and on the other, you have a marketplace of Bitcoiners that want to borrow against their Bitcoin, and these guys in the background are the platform in the middle that facilitate the two and provide security to the lender through Bitcoin that sits on the blockchain and gives instant cash liquidity to the Bitcoiner who wants cash but doesn't want to sell their Bitcoin. Very, very interesting. And these are the kinds of things that you find when you come to these shows. So you can see them up here. The company is called Firefish. I don't know anything more about them other than that, but this is why I come to these events, to see what entrepreneurs are doing in this new world where Bitcoin is now becoming a pristine collateral. Unlike giving somebody security over a house or over a property or a car or something like that, that takes time and marketing and a subjective price valuation, Bitcoin can be sold instantaneously 24/7 at the market, which makes it perfect collateral. So if you're looking for return, maybe take it out of the bank, do some Bitcoin lending. And at the worst case scenario, you can liquidate, get the Bitcoin and sell it, get all your money plus the interest, or keep the Bitcoin. All right, guys, so I'm here with a very, very interesting guy called Tomek, who is a libertarian from Poland. Tomek, tell us a little bit about Prospera. What is it and why is it so interesting to freedom maximalists and libertarians?
Well, Prospera is, hello everyone, it's 5-year-old private city on the tropical island Roatan in Honduras, which is also exists in a special economic zone of Honduras, making it one of the most libertarian jurisdictions in the world and certainly the most Bitcoin-friendly jurisdiction. And with some partners like local MTH and various businesses that are already registered in Prospera, we will try to facilitate building Bitcoin business, Bitcoin community. Basically, we're opening Bitcoin district in the city of Prospera. You guys are all welcome to try it out and come to Roatan, visit one of our events and see how is it to live in a Bitcoin district on tropical island.
So guys, what's so interesting about this, there's a number of these special economic zones that are in operation around the world. There's several in Honduras, which is a government kind of initiative to try and test different models of creating economic activity and countries. So Prospera is a private American company, is that right?
Yes, with the International Ownership Network, yes.
With an international ownership network. And in this special economic zone, to qualify as a tax resident, you need to live there for 90 days of the year. But when you do, the benefits are zero capital gains tax, zero property tax, 1% corporate tax, 5% personal income tax, but a territorial tax system where you only pay the 5% on income generated within the territory of Prospera. So this is very, very interesting and opens up a whole new level of freedom for a lot of people in a digital age now. Kind of like why I moved to Cyprus. I only have to be there 60 days a year to become a tax resident of Cyprus, but I do need to show residency, proper residency in that country or another country so that I can't be claimed anywhere else. But it's very, very interesting. They've got like a whole real estate development here. They've got brochures, things that they're doing. They've got a Bitcoin education. But there's 11, is there 11? How many businesses are in the economic zone now?
Virtually, because you don't have to physically be there. Around 1,300 already.
Around 1,300 companies already registered in Prospera, a special economic zone in Honduras. So
there is around like 200 people living there. So it's actually a city, a startup city that exists. There is a co-working space, gym, few hotels, villas. There is constantly around 200 people staying there for longer. Some of them leave after a few months and come back. Some of them are coming only for weekends. So there is like a vibrant community already existing there. And we need to orange peel them a bit more.
And you're going to be running special events and networking events and stuff this year and next year to get Bitcoiners together, people who want to meet you, people who value libertarian and free speech.
Everybody's welcome. Every month we host Satoshi Saturdays. On first Saturday of the month, you can come over, stay in our hostel or in Duna property of Prospera. It's a beautiful hotel with an ocean view. There is basically no place without ocean view on Roatan. And you can meet us. You can see how Prospera operates, and maybe one day you will come and become our citizen.
I love it. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, brother.
All right, guys, we are here at the Bitcoin Way now. Some of you recognize this guy. This is Tony, the founder of the Bitcoin Way, one of the leaders in helping Bitcoiners around the world secure their Bitcoin safely. Tony, how are you, mate? Welcome to the
show. Great, man. Thank you for being here, Adam. It's good to see you, man, in person at the biggest Bitcoin event in all of Europe. It's absolutely mind-blowing what the energy is like here today.
It's crazy. Like we were saying just before, this show just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Absolutely. Every year we've noticed like a significant increase in the traffic coming through here, which is the real signal. You know, like the more people attend this out of curiosity, it tells you that people are waking up to Bitcoin. It's no longer this mysterious little fairy tale, you know, that exists only online. It's real and people want to know more. They want to absorb it. We are growing, man. Adoption is definitely coming and it's coming fast.
So tell us a little bit about what Bitcoin Way is. Why does Bitcoin Way exist? Because at Unemployable, we've partnered with you as an official partner. Why do you guys exist? What do you help people with?
Bitcoin is technology, okay? It's the first sound money we've ever had, but it requires you to know and understand a brand new set of skills. Most people don't come from the world of tech, and so that stresses them. They're worried about making a mistake, what products to use. There's so much choice out there. How do you filter out the good from the bad? This is where we come in. We curate that entire process. We teach you exactly how to do it by hand-holding every individual through the entire process. So essentially, we take someone who has zero or very little tech background and we make them as comfortable as we are by doing self-custody the right way the first time, skipping all the learning curves. We teach it to you in a short period of time with no mistakes. So yeah.
Guys, I cannot endorse this area of being a Bitcoiner enough. Like, I've owned Bitcoin for years, and I recently became a client of the Bitcoin Way because I didn't really understand security properly. I understood it well enough to be safe to this point, but it was only when I signed up with these guys and got that bespoke handheld service. But the way you've got to view it as an investment in your financial future, really, because you're learning to take custody of the only finite asset that there is in the world. You go out there in the world every day, you trade your time and energy, which is finite, for something that you can finally store and retain its value. If you haven't seen the full pod with Tony on our channel, Tony's very passionate about this space because of his own story. He was living in Lebanon and the government basically closed down fiat currency overnight. All the ATMs stopped working, lost all of his wealth in one night. And that's what's happening to everybody everywhere in the world that runs in a fiat currency system, which is everyone. They said it's happening a lot slower to the rest of us than it's happening to you.
We're starting to see this in Europe. We saw the blackouts in Spain not that long ago. We're starting to see the exact same scenario in Iran now, where the banks have just vanished. You know, and there's no more communication, ATMs don't work, people are in complete panic mode. This is, you know, what I've been warning about, that the mechanics of the fiat system is over. You know, it's all falling apart. We're witnessing the end of that entire legacy world crumbling. And those that aren't prepared, those who aren't paying attention, well, they're going to suffer what I suffered for a very long time. And that's not something anyone wants to go through. I mean, it is the definition of hell on earth when you have access to zero funds, and you're wondering what the next move is going to be. with no help whatsoever. So Bitcoin is here to fix all of this, man. But, you know, we need to learn these steps. It's not just buying something to make more money. Bitcoin is really about a mindset. It requires a little bit of discipline, changing your old habits, accepting that we have to change them in order to move into this new world where no one can manipulate or have any say over our own time and energy. We are the kings and queens of how we dedicate this time on Earth.
And that's another part of like what Tony has as service. If you were here on the stand, you'd see this big billboard I'm looking at. There's three things: Bitcoin self-custody, personal cybersecurity, and a Plan B residency. And I want to touch on that quickly. I just watched in the main stage a talk by Dominic Frisby, who talked about the fastest growing sector of employment in the world is the gig economy. This time where we're living in, where people are working from anywhere, but they all have this device in their hand, and they've got, the world has FOMO. They're starting to see people living in sunny places with low tax, and they can work anywhere online. And so what's happening is it's getting more and more difficult as people become more sovereign.
Yeah.
Governments have always struggled to tax big corporations, but with the way the world's changing now, people now have the right to move. They can create a Plan B residency. Both you and I now live outside of Western jurisdictions. We are sovereign individuals.
Yeah.
We are sovereign over our money. We're sovereign over... He made a point in there where he said, what is the biggest purchase we all make in our life? And people yelled out, real estate. And he said, no, the biggest purchase you make in your life is your government. They're going to take up to half your life and then some, and so on. So tell us a bit about your journey and the personal sovereignty side and that Plan B residency space. Why do you teach that to people?
Well, the thing is, after I lost everything, well, after they stole everything from me, you very quickly understand that what we thought was money and the way the world worked was a complete sham. It's a complete lie, a fabrication. We're stuck in a system essentially created to steal and to control and to surveil. And as long as you remain stuck in this system, they've done a very good job to market it so that it feels normal until something goes wrong, which is what we're witnessing now. And when you understand this, you realize that the fundamental issue is the broken money. You cannot trust fiat money. It is has zero value. It is worthless paper printed to infinity by a bunch of thieves, essentially, whose only aim is to control and tax anyone they can. The more governments, the more countries become desperate, that's when you start seeing these that crazy shift in narratives. You're starting to hear about unrealized capital gains, which is, you know, mob style theft. You're starting to see higher taxations. You're starting to hear about exit taxes. You're starting to hear about all sorts of like madness. For me, these are desperate attempts to remain relevant. There is an option now called Bitcoin that no one can control. So whether they like it or not, more people are cluing into this and are choosing this as the way forward. So you protect your money, you become unconfiscatable, you move to a jurisdiction that values you as a human being, doesn't tax you to oblivion, wants you to live a free life. As long as you're not bothering anyone, they will leave you alone, man. Life on your own terms, it is absolutely the best way to move forward.
How's that feeling? I mean, isn't that feeling remarkable, knowing that they don't have power over you through the banking rails anymore, that you have autonomy over your wealth, and they can't censor you or do any of that stuff because you have your own sovereignty?
As soon as you have full control over your money, you experience what I call being unconfiscatable. And when you feel that, like, that's the definition of being free. No one can touch you. You know, like, you don't like something, you pack up and you leave. Your money's always with you. You know, you don't like what they're saying, you don't have to listen to them. Pack up and leave. You always have options. You become almost like water. You know, you flow to wherever you want to go. There's no more blocking you in any specific location. Freedom, man, it's like we've never been free before. I learned that lesson very, very quickly after they blew up my life. But now it took about 7 years and slowly starting to get back up on my feet, but in a way that I've never thought imaginable. So I hope more people understand this and take the steps to live and adopt this opportunity, this revolution that we have never had before. It's not a pipe dream. It's not a fairy tale. You don't need to worry about governments and banks anymore. There is nothing in this universe that can stop this movement, this idea whose time has come. It's not going anywhere except, you know, it's going to explode like a wildfire.
So I love this event. These are my people. Like, I love this kind of discussion because that's why we get into business, is to be free. I want the Aussies who are watching this, because a lot of you guys are Aussie watching this, I want you to understand what Tony just said there. He is running an international business serving clients from all over the world, some of them securing hundreds of Bitcoin using Tony's training personally. And they're here in Prague talking about unrealized capital gains tax. Now, if you're an Australian watching this, you know what we're talking about. That is global news, how wrong that is. And if you're an Australian, you may want to start thinking about what that's essentially a form of capital controls. And capital controls are usually the last breath of dying governments that are trying to tax too hard, too far. And people are just going to use you guys, learn to take sovereignty of their wealth so they can't be censored, they're free.
Absolutely.
And it's such an... I've recently gone through this Rubicon myself. The feeling is profound. So, Tony, thank you for being here. We appreciate you, man.
My pleasure, and it was always good talking to you. It's great finally connecting with you at the biggest Bitcoin conference in Prague. And if anyone has a chance to come visit here next year, if you're not here already, by all means, put that on the top priority of your to-do list. Definitely worth every penny. Every sat, rather.
Yeah, every sat. Tony won't take fiat currency. If you want to pay him services, Bitcoin only.
100%.
Guys, Tony offers a free 30-minute consultation to anybody who wants to learn about securing their future through Bitcoin. You just can use the link below this video and you can talk to him about Plan B residency. You can talk to him about securing your Bitcoin. I'm a client. He didn't give me a freebie to try it out. I paid full freight to be a client because you cannot put a price on knowing. Something Tony said to me is, trust me, Adam, once you've gone through this process, you'll be sleeping like a baby with no security concerns. You'll understand how you completely control your financial future. So that peace of mind is worth everything. So click on the link below if you want to talk to Tony or his team. Thank you for your time, guys. Let's see what else we can learn here at Bitcoin Prague. What's up, guys? It is in the afternoon of day 2. I've just stopped to grab a cup of tea and sit down. And I wanted to share with you some of my observations at the halfway point through this event. The biggest thing that I've noticed is just the difference in the audience between this event, which is a Bitcoin-only event, and the Paris Blockchain Week that I was at a couple of months ago in Paris. There's just a whole different vibe, a whole different energy. One is like a startup tech conference that is very capitalistic in its feel, being the Paris Blockchain event. And Bitcoin is like a movement. It's this sort of juxtaposition of like cypherpunks, hippies, venture capitalists, Wall Streeters, and then now more and more Main Streeters. I've had a couple of people come up to me here in Prague saying, hey, I watch your pod in Australia. You're unemployable, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like really? Like you're watching it here in Prague? And then I get talking to them and they're like everyday people that have just gotten into Bitcoin in the last 12 months. And I've now got some friends who are, you know, exhibitors here because of my time in Bitcoin that own companies in the Bitcoin ecosystem. And they're all saying the same thing. This movement is growing. The groundswell is growing. But the feeling is just so different. There's like a calm. There's a sense of mission, something beyond just making money. And here in Bitcoin, as you've probably heard from some of the people that have appeared in this video before now, you hear them talk about how they come for the money, but they stay for the revolution. They come because they want to make a wise investment choice. But when they get here, they realize that what Satoshi or whoever this entity is, what they invented is really quite special. That makes us immune to censorship through financial weaponization. If you don't know what I mean when I say that, I mean like the Canadian truckers protested against their government. The government blocked access to their bank accounts. That's the government using money as a weapon to comply with their wishes. Now, when you think about that, it's pretty messed up because our money is an abstracted form of our time, our life force, our energy, this one thing that is beyond government, that is beyond human intervention, that is divine in nature. And we don't know how much time we've got. And if a trucker has given up weeks or months of his or her life to earn money to put food on the table for their family, and the government says, we have this opinion, and if you don't agree or if you don't comply, we're going to take that chunk of your life that you went and earned, we're going to put it on ice over here until you comply. That to me is just so profoundly wrong, and just one of the many vectors that make Bitcoin something that I am so committed to is free speech, right? It's why I've said I think Elon, love him or hate him, should get the Nobel Peace Prize because he is the only guy that provided an at-scale platform where free speech is still alive through Twitter X. It's a really interesting technology that goes far, far beyond just buy this thing and hopefully it goes up. When you really start to understand the broader implications of having sovereignty over your money, the ability to, if you don't like what the government tells you, to have a plan B, that you can jump on a plane and go to a place in the world where you are treated well, where they won't censor you because you own your money. Right? It's this immutable piece of the blockchain that you own. Now here at Bitcoin Prague, I just paid for this cup of tea
out of my Lightning wallet. I paid for the couple of baseball hats with my white Lightning wallet. Another observation I wanted to share quickly with you, which was a takeaway from this morning, the speaker asked the audience, what is the fastest growing area of the workforce worldwide? And somebody correctly yelled out, the gig economy. And they were correct, right? The gig economy. And then he said, what's happening in the world right now is that as technology advances, as AI moves on, more and more people, roughly 50% of the room here, have their hand up when they ask who's in the gig economy, are becoming digitally mobile. They can move wherever they want. And as governments become more and more desperate and are taxing their citizens more and more heavily, put up a slide showing the UK is like second in the world to the departure of millionaires. And number one was China, and then the UK was almost up there with China. When you consider the UK only has 60 million citizens and China has 1.5 billion, it's kind of saying something, right? So you've got this world where citizens are looking and now able to relocate because their work is online. And you've got everybody looking at Instagram with FOMO going, where in the world is sunny? Where in the world respects freedom? Where in the world is not going to tax me till I die? And that's why we're seeing this huge shift in movement. And then he said, wouldn't it be great if there was a money that wasn't controllable, that all of these people that are moving and making these shifts could transact with each other no matter where they're from? And of course, he's on stage at Bitcoin Prague and everybody was in on the joke. But this is what's happening, guys. And I can tell you, being here in Prague, you can feel it. Everybody I talk to is jumping off. I bumped into an Aussie YouTuber here. And I said, Luke, we should connect. Let's have you on my pod, right? And I said, are you in Australia? He said, hell no. I left Australia right after the lockdowns ended. I've never gone back and I never will go back. A young Australian now living wherever he's treated best, earning money in the crypto world. When I say crypto, the Bitcoin world, Luke is Bitcoin only. This is the world that's happening around us, and taking sovereignty and having that plan B passport, as they say, the ultimate plan B passport is a money that they can't control, that you can take with you, is as good in the country you go as the one you left, but is taxed differently depending on how you want to live. So anyway, all I wanted to say in short, that went on a lot longer than I'd hoped, is that the vibe at a Bitcoin conference is truly something special. And if you are a Bitcoiner watching this, especially if you're new, I just bumped into a couple who are from Germany, but they live in Darwin and they recognized me from the pod. So we got chatting and I said, how long have you been in Bitcoin? They said, we've been in 18 months. I said, all right, you're in the danger zone. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, the only people who've ever lost money on Bitcoin are the people who sold it in less than a 4-year period. If anybody who's owned Bitcoin 4 years or longer has made money. So make sure you hold through those 4 years. And the number one and two things you could do to increase your chances of becoming a holder, right, rather than somebody who gets caught up in emotion when we get smacked in the face, and we will, it's Bitcoin, it's volatile, is A, your education, and B, your conviction. Education comes from watching videos like this, YouTube, and reading books and so on. And your conviction comes from events like this. When you come to these events and you see this community of Bitcoiners everywhere you look, and hundreds or thousands of people in a room all listening and learning together, and you can go up to anybody and shake their hand, you know that the fact that they are here, they are serious about personal sovereignty, about freedom, about what Bitcoin stands for. And that conviction builds the more you realize you are not alone on this journey. So that's it. I'll raise a cup of tea to you and let's get on with the rest of the video. Bye. All right, guys, look who I've tracked down here, a fellow Aussie. Many of you might recognize this guy, Pete Evans. How are you, mate?
Awesome, man, as well. Brother.
Mate, I've watched you online for a long time, and it's so nice to see you as part of the Bitcoin community, and here you're speaking today on the big stage. What brought you to Bitcoin? Like, what is it that attracted you to this movement?
Wow, I was a little late to the party, but it's still early, from what I understand. And it ticked so many boxes for me.
Yeah.
It really did. I'd never been one to understand money and finance and wealth, you know. And I always thought it was something that the system existed and nothing would ever change. You know?
Yeah.
And then Bitcoin came along and it really resonated with me because it taught me so much about the things that I had resisted for so long. And yeah, it's just a wonderful community, wonderful space. I've learned so much, you know, but I'm still in my infancy even after 5 years.
Yeah.
And sitting in here listening all day yesterday to people talking about it, you know, the wealth of information that comes is just so freaking cool. I was sitting there yesterday thinking, I'm in fucking school here. You're like, this is so cool. 51 at school learning about Bitcoin. Still, after 5 years, like...
Yeah, I'm the same. I've been in the community for 7 years now, probably 2017, 18, something there. And every day I have moments, and sometimes it's really basic shit. I'm like, how did I not really get that till now? But that's what's so challenging about it, is everyone watching, all of us guys are born into this fiat system. We're like fish in water. We don't realize that we're in the water.
Yeah.
And when somebody shows us a hard money, an honest money that's not crooked, we're not building a building with a 2 degree slilt, a tilt in the slab.
Yes.
It takes a minute to get oriented, right?
It definitely does. The thing that I really love about this community is the people that are involved. It's not like they're trying to sell you anything, or, you know, there's the terminology orange pilling, you know, but it's not forced on anybody. To be orange pilled, you really need to do the work, which is something that I love, because it resonates with health as well. You know, for you to become healthy, you need to educate yourself and then dive into it, to work deeply into what works for you. Because what works for me may not work for you, because you're a different person. And I think it's the same with Bitcoin. People come to Bitcoin through different layers. Some might be looking for sovereignty. Some might be looking for wealth accumulation. Some might be looking for protection. Some might be looking for something that's unfuckwittable.
Yes, yes.
Is that the correct terminology?
Yeah, I think that's the Australian term.
So people come to it, and then they do the deep dive into it, and then they start to learn about it. Like, health for me was about food. But once I took the deep dive, no, it's about our belief systems. It's about connected with nature. It's about moving our body. It's about how we breathe. It's about how we communicate to ourselves and to others, you know. And it's the same thing with Bitcoin. A lot of people think it's just one thing, but when you take a deep dive into it, you see that there's so many layers to it. And explaining that in a half an hour podcast, it's very difficult to do. Yes. You know? Which is why people like Saylor and others say, you know, invest 100 hours to learn about this and you'll be in your infancy. And then it just opens up more and more curiosity to see how this is going to play out in the future in a positive way for humanity, I believe.
Yeah, we all come for the money and stay for the revolution is what they say, right?
Yeah.
And I think when we go down this Bitcoin rabbit hole, for the first time in our life, we understand what money actually is. And I always say to people, buy the Bitcoin standard and buy a little bit of Bitcoin, even $100, $1,000, because as soon as you do buy it, you start paying attention to it. You start that learning journey. And we all start in the same place, guys, which is in ignorance and becoming childlike again. And as us old guys, well, you're probably as older guys, it's only the ripe fruit that fall off the tree. So you've got to stay young and stay curious and stay investigating. Now, I heard a rumor that you're selling one of your properties, doing the sacrilege of the Australian dream. You're selling real estate and you're going to be putting it into Bitcoin and Bitcoin proxies. Is that true? You're selling one of your properties down in central New South Wales. And if somebody wants to buy it, how are they get in touch with you?
Yeah, it's far north New South Wales, beautiful hinterland. And my wife and I have been running a wellness retreat for 4 years and we love it, but it's time for somebody else to birth their vision into that space. And we're the neighbors. We live next door on a separate title. Yeah, it's time. You know, I always look at life experiences like, can I create something? Or my wife and I, we created a reality out of an idea, which was our wellness retreat. And after 4 years of running it, it's like, cool, we've done that, we love it. What is next for us? And then can somebody else see their vision running their own space, you know, whatever that may be? And we can co-collaborate if they like, or we can step away completely. But it's a beautiful space, unlimited spring water, ancient Gondwana rainforest, 7 caverns, 2-bedroom house, $3 million.
$3 million, and you'll take Bitcoin, I assume.
Am I allowed to?
Mate, I just sold my house and I advertised it that I would take Bitcoin.
There we go. I'm open to all.
There you have it, guys. If you want to live next door to Pete Evans and talk Bitcoin and horses, you heard it here first. But guys, thanks for watching. This is what I love about Bitcoin is that, you know, I put out on my socials, who knows Pete Evans? I hear he's in Prague. And like that, the thing about Bitcoin is they got big brains and they usually got small egos. And that is a really lovely combination type of people I love to hang out with. So hope you're enjoying these chats with people at Bitcoin Prague. If you want to deepen your knowledge, get to these events, read the books, do the work. Thanks for watching. Let's see who else we can find here in Bitcoin Prague.
Thank you.
What is up, guys? It is Saturday here in Prague, day 3 of Bitcoin Prague, and today finishes with the patron saint of Bitcoin, the one and only Michael Saylor will be on. But in addition, Jack Mallers is going to be back on. The house is full in there. There's just been building and building and building, but it is going to be packed today. So let's get into it. Let's see who we can meet. And as you can see here, straight ahead, this is the main stage. People are in there already. It's kind of full. The energy's building. Let's get into it. All right, guys, so I found a really interesting company here at Bitcoin Prague. The company name is Bitcoin Match. They are a Slovakian company with 90 Bitcoin ATMs. What's really interesting is you can buy and sell Bitcoin directly from this ATM and up to 1,000 euros with no KYC, meaning you don't have to give up information. You can literally put cash into the machine and instantly buy Bitcoin. And now I've got here with me Rickard. How are you, Rickard?
I'm good. How about you?
We're very good. Thank you for taking the time to show us about this machine. Let's see how this machine works. We've got it here. Rickard is going to give us a demo of buying some Bitcoin. So how does it actually work?
Okay, so on the home screen, you choose the cryptocurrency you want to buy. Let's say you want to buy Bitcoin. So you can pick the language option on top and you pick the Bitcoin. Then you choose if you want to buy or sell Bitcoin. You press the buy option. You go through the terms of service. Basic stuff like if you're a politically exposed person or not, you agree with all of this, and then you choose what is your transaction limit. If it's below the KYC limit, 1,000 euros, you pick the first option. If it's above that, you pick the right option with verification above 1,000 euros. So you pick the anonymous transaction naturally, and then the ATM will ask you for the QR code of your wallet, which I'm gonna put in right now. And once the ATM accept the QR code of your wallet, you're free to deposit cash in the ATM. Here you'll see the amount that you've put in so far. Here you see what's the flat fee. In the exchange rate, all the commissions are visible. And once you put in the desired amount, you press the buy option in here, and you'll have your Bitcoin in your wallet in no more than 2 hours.
So guys, did you see that? What just happened here? You literally walk up, scan the QR code of your wallet, put the money in the machine, and the Bitcoin turns up in your wallet. Now, these guys run an exchange as well. You can literally have it go straight to their exchange. You can also withdraw cash from your Bitcoin wallet out of this in cash, right? Rickard, thank you so much. That's amazing. I love where this is going, and it's showing people options to buying and selling, turn their fiat currency into digital currency. And with time, this will just get faster and faster and easier. But I love that these guys are innovating around the challenges that the governments keep trying to put in the way of people getting onto hard money. Rickard, thank you so much, my friend.
Of course. Yes. Anytime.
Let's see what else we can find here at Bitcoin Prague. So this big crowd behind me here is because Michael Saylor is in the building, and he is the patron saint of Bitcoin, as I said to you, and his fans are everywhere. He's got security on either side. I guess when you control 3% of the world's Bitcoin and have billions and billions of dollars of the stuff, kind of makes you a big deal. But what's awesome is that I think he knows here he is very safe. These people here are his biggest fans, his shareholders in MicroStrategy. And I did get a bit starstruck, I gotta be honest. But I also snuck in and got a selfie, which I'll put up here so you can see it, with the man himself. What an absolute legend this guy is. Probably the number one person to follow online about Bitcoin. His conviction is next level. His story is absolutely remarkable. He is a modern day genius, in my opinion, and somebody we should all follow. So anyway, I just thought I'd show you what happens when Michael Saylor turns up at a Bitcoin event. That's really crazy. All right, guys, we are here, Bitcoin, and Michael Saylor is about to come on. There's people sitting on the floor around here every single way you go. Look at this.
Look, we're going to have some fun together.
That's an absolutely full house. Michael's about to come out. Watch the response he gets. 592,000 Bitcoin as he sits here. He beat 10,000 just last week. Let's see what happens.
Number three. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do, Prague. Make some noise. Get off your feet. Like you know, for the one, the only, Michael Jerry's here.
All right, guys, it's time to end this video. I am outside of the main stage. I bought myself a beer with some Bitcoin. Michael Saylor just finished speaking, followed by the CEO of the number one Bitcoin treasury company in Europe, which was also an unbelievable speech. So I've stepped outside here. I am really floating right now, maybe partly because there is a distinct smell of ganja in the air, marijuana floating around outside this particular exit. So I just thought I'd give you my last thoughts on this event. First of all, if you are interested in creating wealth, if you're interested in personal sovereignty and freedom, I would definitely recommend you come to this particular Bitcoin Summit, not the Bitcoin Summit in Las Vegas, the Bitcoin Summit in Prague. This one is all Bitcoin. There's no shitcoining here. There's no sponsors that are anything other than Bitcoiners and Bitcoin related providers. So that's the first thing. But I've been to a lot of events and it's so nice to just be a guest and just be part of it. I've had an absolutely incredible time. I got to, you know, speak to people that can legitimately change your future. You know, like I was just speaking to the chairman of a company called Tobam, which is T-O-B-A-M in Paris. And they are a corporate treasury company. They provide a fund which invests in corporate treasury funds. So in corporate treasury businesses. So kind of like an ETF, but all they do is invest in the top Bitcoin treasury companies. And the performance of that fund has been unbelievable. You're talking thousands of percent return. And so you get to meet these people, you see them on stage speaking, and then they're floating around, you know, and you can just go up and talk to them and ask them questions. Like, this is where real wealth is made and created by these people. Michael Saylor said something really interesting in his speech. He said, those people who believe in Bitcoin, buy it. Those people who don't, talk about it. Very interesting. But if you get a chance, when this video comes out, it probably won't be out yet, but it'll be out soon after, look up Michael Saylor's talk, Bitcoin Prague 2025. It was extraordinary. He got a standing ovation when he walked in. He got a standing ovation when he walked out. And all in all, I am just so stoked to be here. Thank you to all the organizers of this incredible event. And for all of you that follow me, thank you for watching the video. I hope you found it helpful, but I really hope that you can find a way to get to one of these big events. This one in particular, Prague's a beautiful city. The people are incredible. The catering was great. And just the attitude of the Europeans, that free spirit is still alive and well here. You can feel it. You can smell it in the air, if you know what I mean. And yeah, really great to be here. Thanks for watching the video, guys. If you've enjoyed it, like and subscribe. I'll see you at the next one. Bye for now. Hey there, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Unemployable. If you'd like to watch another episode, just click there.